Just going to grab a quick swig. Thank you. Chaos reigns. Those messages that those three groups of people gave us really help us to understand more about Christmas. And what I'd like to do now is just to link... Can I decide to say thank you to Jim for the knights in white satin joke? I may have been planning that for a bit, but I'm quite chuffed with it. What I'd like to do is to link those statements to some other bits of the Bible. So, can I have my reader? Is she around? Where's she gone? If not, I'm happy to have her. I've got a deputy if I need it. She's run off. Give me a second. And I've got someone who is nominated to come and read. Fantastic. Ooh. Because although those bits that I got you all to say were fairly well made up, as in, you know, I put them down pen to paper, the sentiments behind them really come from Scripture. And they're really clear in bits of the Bible that that's about God. So, can we have on the screen, what did the angels say to us? Wait, two, three, there we go. We are here to tell the world that God has come from heaven to earth. So, from Philippians chapter 2, it gives us some idea what Jesus gave up to come from heaven to earth.
Crucifixion.
So that's a bit from Philippians. Unfortunately, the bits on the screen were from the NIV and the reading was from the Message. But it is that bit in Philippians 2 that says Jesus had equal status with God. I can remember it more in the NIV. He did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant. Okay, he set, and the NIV talks about when the time came, Jesus set aside the privileges of deity, the honours of being God, so he could come to earth. So that bit from the angels. God has come from heaven to earth. So, what did the shepherds say? Shepherds were here. Are you ready? We are not important people, but we have been told God is here. We come to worship him. Shepherds obviously had a role in society. They were shepherds. But it was not a well-respected role. They were the night watchmen of the time. They had to stay outside no matter what the weather was to care for the sheep. If the news of Jesus' birth had been told first to the kings and the rulers and the powerful and to the rich, they would have kept it to themselves and they would never have shared it with the shepherds, with the lowly people. They would have assumed that the message was just for them. But the shepherds, who were lowly people, the Bible tells us they went out into the streets to tell people what they had seen because the angels came to them. So, the news was first shared with those shepherds, the least important in society. Now, there's another group of outcasts mentioned in the Bible, tax collectors. Okay, you may have a different opinion on shepherds and you may have less of an opinion on tax collectors. Let's not go there. But Jesus hung around with them. There's another reading we're going to look at. It's from Luke chapter 5. Thank you.
After this, he went out and saw...
Jesus could not have been clearer in what he said. He did not come for those who knew all about their religion. He came for everyone. Now, we know that none of us are perfect. None of us have managed to do everything right. We've all done things wrong. Jesus came for those of us who've done a little bit wrong, those of us who've done lots wrong. And the people he chose to sit and eat with were those who had done lots wrong. The people he chose to hear about his birth first were the lowest in society. The wise men, or scholars, or sages, or magi, what did they teach us? We are wise and learned. We bring gifts. Gold for a king, frankincense for a priest, and myrrh for a burial. The gold tells us what Jesus was a king. Who else could afford gold? He represented his subjects, as in old times he represented them in battle, that battle between good and evil. The frankincense was used to identify someone as being a priest. A priest is there to represent his people to God, and God to his people. Sometimes, I'm getting a bit technical with the language here, sometimes the Pope is referred to as the Pontiff, and it comes from, I presume, the Latin for pons, which means bridge. If you speak French, there's bridges in Paris that are referred to as ponds, and there's various other bits in the brain where they link one side to the other called the ponds. It's that bridge. And the priest, glossing over Roman Catholicism for a moment, the role of the priest in society was to be that bridge between God and man. And that's part of what the frankincense says to us, that Jesus is here as a priest. He's here as a king, as a leader. He's here as a priest. And the myrrh was a spice that was used at burial. So it tells us that Jesus' death is really important. So let's have a reading from Hebrews chapter 7.
Earlier, there are a lot of priests for that fact.
Brilliant. Unlike the other high priests, he doesn't... Thank you so much, Lexi. He doesn't have to offer sacrifices for his own sins every day before he can get around to us and our sins. He's done it once and for all, offered up himself as the sacrifice. Christmas is wonderful. It's lovely. Twinkly lights, lovely food, presents, a bit more lovely food. Perhaps that's just me. But things do feel different over Christmas. The whole world just seems to feel a bit sparkly and a bit different. Sometimes, though, if we spend time thinking about Jesus the baby, it's important to remember that Jesus grew up into a man with a purpose. Sorry, I'm picking on you. Last year, when Eloise moved away from home for the first time, she said, "Are you going to miss us? Miss me when we're gone?" And we said, "No, not really." And then we said, "Of course we would. We'll miss you. And are we going to be sad that she moved away?" And we said to her, "Yes, we'll be sad, but we didn't have children expecting that they would live with us forever. We had hopes that they would grow, they would develop to be their own people, they would go on to a purpose that God has got for them on their own. And Jesus isn't just a baby that stayed as a baby. He came into earth with a purpose, and his purpose was to be a king, to be that eternal priest, that eternal bridge between us who have done things wrong and God who is perfect. So the Bible says that God who made heaven and earth wants to get to know us. But the things that we've done wrong get in the way of that. The angel tells us that Jesus came from heaven to earth. The shepherds tell us that he came for everyone. And the scholars tell us that he came so his death could fix the relationship between us and God. Every week in this church, we offer people who are willing to pray with you. And today, if you feel that you can't leave this place without talking to God about what that might mean to you, then at the end of the service, there'll be prayer teams here and around. And do have that time to talk to somebody. It's a really important message. Jesus came, his death and his resurrection was so that you could have a relationship with God. There we're going to go. Right.